Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
And TJ Holmes might be returning to the TV world.
And Monique says she's no longer open to an open marriage. We'll explain.
Plus, did Raquel Levis use a kiss with another castmate to cover up her affair?
Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey! Joining the party again is entertainment journalist Melissa Knowles.
Hey, girl!
So good to be here. I love being back. Okay, what do you have first, Headcraft?
Well, Tiger Woods, y'all, is headed to court. Now, word from the curb is his former girlfriend, Erica Herman, is suing his trust for $30 million.
Dang!
Yeah, man. According to court docs, Erica claims Tiger and his agents unlawfully locked her out of their shared Florida home by tricking her.
Wow.
Now, she claims they convinced her to pack a suitcase for a short vacation. And when she arrived at the airport, they told her she had been locked out of her residence.
Oh, wow.
Now, she also says that they had an oral tenancy agreement for her to live in the estate for a certain duration of time, and the agreement was supposed to be in place for 6 years. Now, the duration of her relationship with Tiger was also about the same. Now, she also claims that $40,000 of her funds had been misappropriated. Mm-hmm. Now, lawyers for Tiger's trust deny the allegations and state, this chick crazy. What y'all think?
Yeah, let me tell you, I don't know about an oral tenancy agreement. I don't think that's holding up in court.
Well, yeah, I think she should have saw something in writing, or she should have made sure she signed something.
Yeah.
An oral agreement from a relationship? Come on now. Yeah, with Tiger?
Yeah. Right. My thing is, though, honey, she needs to get her money. She's a woman of non-African descent. That woman needs to get paid. You don't do that to women of non-color and thinking you're going to get away with
it. What does that have to do with anything?
She's a white woman. You don't treat white women like that, honey. How dare you?
You don't treat anybody like that, Gary.
Yeah, but he
anybody can see these streets.
Yeah, but hold on.
He locked her out of her house.
If it's my mansion and it's my money and we break up and I say you can't live here anymore, you don't get to sue me for $30 million.
And an oral agreement. I'm sorry, my head went somewhere horribly.
Me too.
What is that oral? An oral tenancy?
Right. What is that?
Right. What does it even mean by that?
I think as long as that word is provided, you could still live there.
Right.
That
gets
cut off. That was the rent.
That was the tenant. That was the agreement.
Yeah, actually, and especially, I mean, Melissa, I don't believe you don't understand it. This is women's. National Women's Month. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he don't treat a woman like that. He did it to his first damn wife. She got $100 million.
Well, so, they were wife.
Yeah, well, but he cheated on her and now he's
they had two kids.
It don't matter.
They haven't had any kids.
Yeah, well, I don't like that.
Okay, I guess. Like,
I don't even think these two have two kids together. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, she has to go.
Well, y'all, looks like the former GMA3 host turned lovers, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, have been quietly planning their return to TV.
Okay.
What? So the word is the duo have decided to pitch an idea for a new up close and personal talk show to CBS, NBC, and CNN. Now, according to reports, the couple is aggressively pitching a new program that will show off not only their on-air talent, but also their chemistry, darling.
It's real.
And their approach is timely, considering the news recently broke that Mark Consuelos will be joining his wife, Kelly Ripa, on Live after Ryan Seacrest's departure. Are we here for a live TJ and Amy Roebuck type show, y'all?
No.
Absolutely.
Hell no.
Who the hell would watch that damn show? You didn't sit there and cheated on your wife, honey.
Yeah,
We're going to watch another Cheaters. We already got one Cheaters.
Yeah.
We don't need two.
They should be the host of Cheaters.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Not to take a job for Peter Guns or anything. However, who's better suited for it?
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the people who are, sitting at home and, their husbands and their wife are, hosting this big show, and then you find out that they're cheating together, and then they're about to try to get another show?
Yeah,
you got to watch them together?
I can't support.
No, but we don't know all the details. I guess
ain't
I'm alone
rooting for them. Ain't nobody rooting for them. He did his wife wrong.
She
did her husband wrong.
Okay, they did a bunch of people
dirty.
So
they don't deserve no TV show. They need to suffer a little bit now.
I feel like they're trying to prove that this wasn't a fling. That they're trying to prove that not
it was
only
a fling because they both was married to somebody else.
Yes.
So until you completely divorce, it's a damn fling.
I'm not condoning cheating. Okay. I just want to make that. I just think that they do have amazing chemistry and they are fantastic.
Well, you will too if you're cheating on your damn spouse.
That's because you're one of them CNN journalists.
Yeah.
And they're the same type of GMA3 type of people.
But if you cheat and get caught, But if you cheat and get caught, run with it. Just to show the world that it wasn't a fluke.
But what if their show, they didn't cover like the main news, they only covered the side pieces of news? What if that's all they did? Come on, Brad.
Side stories, come on, Brad.
I thought it was cool.
That was good.
Right there.
That was good.
But what if they start doing that show together and end up getting a divorce and still have to do the show together? I would watch that just to watch the tension. Like,
so you're one of them troublemakers.
Yeah. Right out here rooting for people to fail.
Right.
Be professional now. Be professional.
Root for people to fail.
Well, Monique is sharing why she and her husband, Sidney Hicks, no longer want an open marriage. So in this new interview, they had an open marriage. She spoke about her relationship, and she mentioned that she grew out of the desire for an open marriage.
Did you know this,
Gary?
She's your friend.
Girl, yes,
everybody
honey.
Knew that.
I had that story today, but honey.
No, I did not know that.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Let me clear my throat to be unique. Or to be Monique. You know, life began to happen. I began to see a strength I had never seen before. He loved me at my worst. I didn't want to sacrifice that just for a lay. So I grew out of that.
Just for a lay. Do you grow
into open marriage? If you can grow out of it, is that something like...
I think you concede to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you kind of know when you're outnumbered and, all right, we lost, man.
Like, under duress, you're like, okay, y'all gonna be open.
But how do you close it back after it's been open?
I'll tell you, I just couldn't do it.
I couldn't.
My self-esteem is just not that low. Not saying that she have low self-esteem, but if you think you're going to bring some damn vitals in this relationship, honey, and we're going to all, no, ma'am, no, sir. Yeah.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
I'm selfish.
Me too.
I don't like to share.
That would have to be a conversation that before the relationship ever happened, like two people come, one of them's like, yo, I'm interested in something that's open, and the other person would have to be like, yeah, me too.
Well, we ain't together.
Because I feel like that's a tough conversation to have.
Yeah. And if this isn't enough for you, then where are you going? Like, why are we even doing this?
And you know they're going to meet back up again when y'all ain't home.
Maybe. Or just another one.
It's almost like a serial killer. You kill once, you kill twice, you take a break, you're going to probably kill again.
Frosted Flakes, corn pops, all kind of cereal.
And no matter how fast you are, they're going to still do what they want to do.
Fruity Pebbles.
So I'm just assuming none of y'all would consider open. No?
No.
Hell no.
I'm open, but not a relationship.
An open face sandwich. That's about all we're going to have.
All right. Well, guys, the Vanderpump Rules cheating tea keeps overflowing.
Bum, bum, bum.
So apparently Vanderpump Rules alum Stassi Schroeder has a very interesting theory about the Raquel Leviss and Tom Sandoval affair. She claims that Raquel kissed another castmate, Tom Schwartz, on season 10 of the show to cover up the affair that she was having with Tom Sandoval. Don't get your Toms mixed up. The two Toms are best friends and business partners. So what do you think? Do you think Tom Schwartz took the hit for Tom Sandoval?
Hell yes, he took the hit
really?
For his... Yeah, that's his boy! Like, they are business partners, and you can tell they're, like, very, very close. Yes, he took the hit for him.
But he should go in the Friendship Hall of Fame for that. Ah. Like, for real, for real.
I mean, that's a friend friend.
That's a friend friend.
But what's the point of, like, faking a kiss with this guy to cover the fact that you're actually kissing this guy? Isn't the fact that she was, like, kissing someone, wouldn't that be enough in and of itself?
It's a red herring. It makes people look over here, not over here. This is what's really going on over here. But look at this!
In the magic world, they call that the sleight of hand.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, like, hey, look over here. Don't pay attention to what's going on behind the curtain. You know what I mean?
It's just like an alternative lifestyle, honey. I'm really kissing Melissa, but I really wanted to kiss Joe.
I guess. I just think it's so messy. Like, all y'all swapping spit and swapping a whole bunch of other things.
That's why the Vanderpump's rule.
Okay.
I guess.
Spit is delicious.
These guys got their Vanderpump and dump.
Yeah.
All right, up next is a former Atlanta Peach, just the remedy for next season's Married to Medicine.
Ooh.
I know. We got all the details. That's after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So, Married to Medicine is coming back with the right dosage of messiness for their 10th season, y'all. Our good friend Carlos King spilled the tea on his podcast that there has been a huge shakeup with the cast. Ooh. So let me run it down for y'all. Dr. Contessa and Anila Sanjay were kicked to the curb, baby, only to bring in the one and only Phaedra Parks, darling.
Who's the homie?
Phaedra.
Now, the OG Real Housewife of Atlanta is coming back to Bravo with her unnamed Dr. Pooh in tow, okay? And good friend Miss Quad Webb will introduce her to the cast. And speaking of Quad, rumor has it that her ex-husband, Dr. G, and his fiance, Sweet T, is coming back too.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. God ain't gonna like that. Ooh, this gonna be a real kiki, y'all. What y'all think about this shakeup?
We love Quad, but it's gonna be funny and interesting, honey, to see how that plays out. Because your ex-husband, which is a doctor, is coming back with his new woman, and you ain't got no man. You know, that's gonna be kind of interesting, honey.
And I always call Quad a doctor, only to find out she wasn't a doctor at all.
It was the
so she might end up on Real Housewives of Atlanta, because they're really good for having people who aren't married.
Yeah, but could you sit there and watch your ex-husband with his new damn woman?
On the show, I'll be watching. Like on the show, you started with
yes,
me.
But Phaedra is great TV.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So like people will show up to watch the show just because Phaedra.
But
is
everybody saying, "Are we gonna see this doctor though? Yeah, or is honey, he just a figment of our imagination?" Mm.
It's like somebody on that show might get killed and end up on Phaedra's mortuary spinoff.
Oh, you know? I forgot about it.
It's official, everyone. Kensington Palace finally put some respect on little Archie and little Bet's name.
Bet.
As of yesterday, the royal website has changed the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's offspring's titles to Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet, making them the 6th and 7th heir to the throne.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Meghan and Harry released a statement and said that the titles are their children's birthright since their grandfather is king now. Mm-hmm. And they also said that this matter has been settled for some time with the palace, as the titles were given to the children last year right before Christmas. So in other words, we're a little late on this news.
Okay.
But it's about time, though.
It is about time.
Very cool.
In my Lizzo voice, it's about damn time.
I'm overjoyed everyone wanted us kicked out of Kensington, but look at God, baby, we're back.
What do you mean? What's this we? Who's we?
What?
We who?
We, I mean, we were waiting for this for a long time, honey. I mean, I just wanted to update my title.
What is your title now?
Officially.
My title is, you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sir Babali Ba Sonja.
What?
You related to the doctor from Married to Medicine?
Yes. Okay, time for a
baby report.
Now, honey, where Brad is, honey. I know where she is at, but we can't find her.
Where is she?
Why? Oh, what do you mean? How do you know?
In the bathroom, gushing over her little bambino.
Oh,
as she should.
Whatever.
Now, our sweet niece, honey, posted the cutest video of her teaching the baby how to dance a little, take a little.
Aww.
Y'all so silly.
It's you
so
are having cute. Too much fun,
oh,
yo.
Oh, my God. And I just wanted to make sure my baby got some dance moves, you know, so I try to dance a little bit. Yeah, it was... You'll find me in the bathroom now.
Aww. How does it feel, like, seeing yourself grow, like, just right here?
It is crazy.
It is.
Really? It's a blessing, though. Like, I feel very special, and, like, I feel like, you know, God gifted me, you know, because I'm older, and it's just, like, a lot of people can't even have kids, and so I just feel really blessed that I'm able to, you know, like, getting ready to cry.
No, okay, it's okay.
Keep it in. Stay cool.
The baby
cool.
did that, too, y'all. They'll do it. They get your emotions.
I cry over anything.
I know. Oh.
But okay. They're tears of joy.
It's a miracle, right?
It's
like
a miracle.
Yeah.
Life is beautiful.
Yeah.
It truly
is. Okay,
next story.
Okay. It's a baby's going to come out dancing and be like,
and cry.
All right, coming up, I hope you're thirsty because we have another edition of
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
That's coming up right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, guys, it is our favorite part of the show. It's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
That's right, guys. First up, we got none other than Miss Rita Ora, or should I say Miss Waititi. This is the new bride, Taika Waititi, and she's nearly shown her Waititis. She kicked off by dropping these pics with the caption, "Happy Monday with a little knit situation. Gotta love it." So what y'all think? Is this a thirst trap?
Kinda, sorta, honey.
Kinda, sorta?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's the underboob. The underboob inches it into thirst trap territory, but I don't think this is a trap.
Yeah, like, I mean, she's a cute girl, and she doesn't really, like, try to over-sexy it. She just shows up cute, so this is her on a regular day.
I'm not a fan of underboob.
I mean, you don't have to be a fan. HK, are we fans of underboob?
I'm an underboob enthusiast.
Well, I think it's a thirst trap. Anyway, okay, y'all. Up next, honey, is Miss Nia Long. As we know, honey, Nia's recently single, and she shared this selfie from a hot spring in Japan, and it captioned, "In my element." So is this a thirst trap or not?
Definitely a thirst trap. I want to speak Japanese.
Yeah, this is like, this is, to me, this is a thirst trap because, like, I feel this photo so much, even though she's not showing anything. Like, she looks stunning. She's probably nude in the hot springs, and I'm like,
no, she has on a bikini. I'm sure she has on a bathing suit, and it's not a thirst trap.
Look, you know, she's giving, like, the female version of the Blue Steel from Zoolander.
Yeah. What considers this not a thirst trap is she's not trying at all.
Exactly.
She's not showing anything, and it's just naturally, like, sexy, so it's not a thirst trap.
Crap, but you don't think she's looking like she's trying to read the last line of the eye exam?
She's showing some boob, nothing. She's showing a hand, her face, and some shoulders. Like, she probably is fully clothed. Like,
what to me, that is the trap. That is the trap. The fact that she's not showing all the... She trapped you. She trapped me, too.
She's not showing anything.
She's probably looking at her ex and saying, look what you miss, you bastard.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Okay, up next, y'all, we have Kate Hudson. She took an ice bath with her friend Angie Fletcher, and Kate shared a slow-mo video and said, "Happy International Women's Day to all the women in my life that inspire me daily." Aww. So is this a thirst trap? I don't think so.
I'm not giving it thirst trap.
I wish I had a sign for each person.
It's a double. It's a double.
It's a double, not a thirst trap. Like, at all.
It's kind of trap because her nipples look erected, and I mean, she's in an ice
this
bath.
This woman got on black socks.
Yeah.
Socks, that's what did it, right?
It's a trap,
honey. Oh, my gosh. Okay, all right. Last but not least, we've got one for you, Gary. It's American Horror Story star Cody Fearn. He dropped a nude selfie in his IG stories. No caption. And he only used a little bitty rose emoji to cover his twig.
Why you say little bitty rose?
Because it's little. Okay, this is a thirst trap for now, y'all.
My man, what did you do?
This is a horrible thirst trap.
This is what are you doing?
Thirst trap. He tried.
This is not a thirst trap.
If he would not have the rose in the front of him, it would have been a thirst trap. He looks
this
amazing.
Is a thirst trap.
I will say, whenever a man shows that little triangle, though, you trapped me.
It's the V that points to the P, is what my friend told me.
It's the famous D'Angelo. When
does it feel? I want to know.
But when you're controlling your own edits, you put, like, such a small emoji, you at least could have fronted for the gram and threw a cactus up. That's a lowercase flower.
We got palm tree emojis. We got elephant emojis.
Why would he lie, hon? He did who he is, and it's not a trap, hon. I love the tulip that's in front of him, and he looks
amazing.
Maybe
it's tucked to the back.
Up next, Morgan Freeman has been the voice of God. But is his new look heavenly? Find out right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, let's get into this. It's time for...
What the Hair?
Boyaka, boyaka, time for Morgan Freeman. He is out here selling Rastafarian tacos now, man.
What? Yo, what is that?
He posted a photo rocking a mean gray hair lock lace front wig, standing in front of a food truck with the caption,
would you buy tacos from this guy?
And he's wearing a blue apron in the photo, so he actually might be, like, serving and selling some tacos now. A little side hustle. I remember he's getting sued at some point.
Wow.
Are y'all feeling, Morgan Freeman's new hair? He's kind of giving you the same vibes of Angela Bassett when she was in Wakanda Forever a little bit.
I love the yellow glasses with that great long hair and those yellow glasses. I mean, he really looks like a sex kitten.
Like,
No one
is describing sex kittens like that.
Yeah,
that's a...
Yeah, because that's like a young cat. This dude is a bobcat at best. You know what I'm saying?
It's so interesting to think about him with a Jamaican accent, though.
Yeah. I wonder if you talk to Miss Daisy with that accent.
Yo, Miss Daisy, would you like some oxtail gravy on your vegetarian taco, man?
I hope this is a movie, but if it's a side hustle, I want some of the Morgan Freeman tacos.
I
want
to try and see. I bet they're good. 10 tacos for the protective for me. No.
Let me get you a taco for your pepper seed.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.